Well, look who's back in studio today.
Oh, look at him.
Someone in this room is officially a taken man in the eyes of the law now.
Hello.
And if you missed it over the last few days, we've had a certain redheaded stepchild filling in for Digital Jake. While he was off getting married.
Yes.
Yeah, successfully married.
Yeah, it was a nice little wedding that you had over there.
It was so fancy, Jeff. There was no little about it.
It was grand and
beautiful. We had gold chargers on our table.
Yeah, the charger plates were awesome.
I said it was nice.
Okay.
did I not
say that?
You said little wedding.
No, but remember, Jeffrey's came from a rich upbringing. So to him, that was like a normal lunch.
I'm sure everybody was very complimentary to your face, Jake, but you should have heard some of the snide remarks some people in here were making behind your back at your wedding. Thankfully, I wrote them down behind the scenes. So here's some of the truthful comments about the night you sealed your fate, Jake, and said I do. The first was from our technical director, Ashton.
Oh, no, Ashton.
Who, during the ceremony, mumbled, "Can't he miss another day? I want to record over another phone tap by accident."
Yeah, he recorded over
that
a phone
happened?
Tap while you were
gone. Yeah, he did.
I'm sure that went well.
Brooke commented, "The dessert bar was out of this world."
Oh. Yeah.
"But why didn't Jake have a pie bar with 18 different gourmet pies like at my wedding?"
That's true.
I would have given him the contact number to the orphanage that baked them for him. So you missed out on that,
That's
Jake.
That's tough. Orphan pies.
I just found out this morning there was a cake that I didn't get a piece of.
Oh,
and
wow.
That hurts.
Probably a good thing.
You know?
Alexis mentioned the night wedding with dim lighting was a great idea.
Yeah, good for photos.
If you're 65 plus, she continued, and you don't want to see the fake tans that some of us paid a lot of money to get.
Sounds like her.
Should have been brighter, probably.
Yeah.
And then Jose said the salmon was cooked perfectly.
Oh,
it was.
Good.
Yeah.
But most of the catering staff were men. And he was very disappointed by that.
Yeah.
Jose was hoping for more skanky female catering staff, so...
Yeah, dude.
Jake, the next time you get married, more random tale, please.
Yeah, I was reaching for garters all night. None of these dudes had any of them.
And then there was a note from me. It says, "Perfect evening, no complaints. Thoroughly enjoyed being at the WWE SmackDown table."
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
So even though everybody else in here was critical of your big day, I want you to know I appreciate you, Digital Jake.
Man, thank you, Jeffrey.
You're like the Trey Lance of our morning show.
Wow.
So, that's a compliment. Wait, a lot of potential there.
Is that a wrestling reference?
No,
that was a reference from the actual wedding ceremony, if you had listened.
Oh. Trey Lance, if you're listening in the Bay Area, I love you.
So, so Jake, hang in there and don't get hurt during a brand new Shot Collar question of the day.
Yeah.
Now that you're a married man, take it away.
Well, now that I'm officially a married man, or as Brooke likes to call it, a whipping boy.
Yeah. Get him, right?
I am wiser, more mature, and more mentally nimble than I was a week ago. And while I'm grateful all of you for attending our big day, if any of our listeners want to see the photo evidence of the four of you acting a fool at the wedding, you can check out the pictures on the Morning Show Instagram at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And now, just like I vowed to love one woman for the rest of my life, today I vow to stump everyone in the room during a brand new edition of the one and done Shot Collar question of the day. We're going to start with Miss Oops, I wore the exact same green dress as someone else, Alexis.
Whatever. I'd say it looked better, but it's Ashley, so we both looked good.
Yeah, better Ashley than her matched.
Alexis. Cat urine glows under a black light.
Ooh.
True or false?
I don't know.
Don't you have a cat or your roommate has a cat?
Yeah, I do, but I don't have a black light I shine on the pee.
Sounds like you may not want to.
Yeah.
Figure out where the cat's actually going. What is it that glows? Is it like phosphorus or something that glows in black light?
I don't know, but I feel like in any like house party you went to, if someone had a cat, you'd see like cat pee stains everywhere.
Oh,
like
that's true.
A party, you know?
Because,
I never noticed that.
Yeah, there'd be black lights in some rooms.
I don't know. I'm going to say it's false. Wait, is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. You can say whatever you want.
Okay. You can say higher or lower, too. It might be more helpful to say true or false.
It's not true.
Alexis says false, and that is... It was true.
Oh,
wow. Brooke was right. It is phosphorus that glows under the black light.
Brooke knows a lot about pee.
Yeah, just, you know.
Brooke, we're on to you.
All right.
Fred fed Ted bread, and Ted fed Fred bread is believed to be the toughest tongue twister in the English language. True or false?
You just said it with like such grace.
I'm very good.
I'm sorry. Has anyone said toy boat five times fast?
Toy boat.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even get this number.
It's so hard. Say toy boat three times fast.
Toy boat.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good. Okay, that's
all right.
toy boat. Okay. So Fred fed who?
Fred fed Ted bread, and Ted fed Fred bread.
That's even more than unique New York. You know, you need unique New York. I'm going to say false.
Brooke says false, and that is false.
All right.
The real answer, I'm going to try this. Six sheets sick is the toughest tongue twister in the English language, according to language
awful.
Doctors, six, I want to say.
Six sheets sick.
Are you going to make him say it again?
Yeah. People are tuning in.
My list is really coming out today. Brooke, you're safe. Alexis, you are getting shocked today so far. Over to Jose.
Okay.
Chef Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
That's it.
I love him. True. He's a very talented chef.
Chef Gordon Ramsay paid for culinary school by working as a caricature artist.
Oh.
True or false?
What? No.
Could you see him at a carnival sketching somebody, Jose?
Just every single one is a donkey. You're a donkey. You look like a donkey.
I mean, it would work for him because, like, caricatures are, like, literally your worst attributes, like, magnified, right?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Is that what happens in your caricature things? Because I feel like mine come out pretty good.
I'm drawing you as an idiot sandwich. I mean, I'm going to say true. I have no idea, but I hope it's true.
Jose said true, and that is... That's false.
Oh, no.
What'd he do?
Just made that up. Okay. Probably chef stuff.
Yeah, he probably was like a dishwasher or something.
Donkey trainer. Jeffrey, 30 buildings on Earth are over 100 floors tall. Is the real number higher or lower?
There's the higher or lower one you wanted.
You
could answer cat pee too.
You gave this question the wrong person. It should have been Jose, because he's literally like Googled every single building to find out how many bathrooms are in there.
For Winbrick's box.
Or Brooke would have argued about what a building is. Don't start that.
We don't have enough time.
Ask Brooke if a lighthouse is a building.
Well, it's a question.
We're not going to get into it.
She's not going to answer.
100 stories or taller?
I don't even know.
So
what's the average of a skyscraper? Is it like 60 floors is average?
I think the Empire State Building.
But they're probably all in Dubai.
That was
right.
You know?
The Burj Khalifa and the Caliph Burjifa. They all are kind
of. And the Wiz Khalifa.
They're all the same.
Yeah, that was super
Wiz Khalifa is incredibly high.
Yeah. All the time. Very high.
But I don't
100.
I don't think there's like 30 of them. That's a lot. I'm going to say it's lower.
Jeffrey said lower, and the real answer is. Lower.
Really? I thought it would be higher.
There's only 22 buildings currently over 100 floors. Some are being built, though, so we could get to 30 eventually.
Oh, okay.
So Jeffrey and Brooke got that right. Jose and Alexis are getting shocked.
And you guys are going to get dual shocked while singing Only Girl in the World by Rihanna.
Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love.
That's what Rachel sang to Jake on their wedding day.
Oh, my God.
I still love you, Trey Lance.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.